Question and estimate.
Looking to get rewarded just for spending? With our You Choose debit card's reward program, you can earn points every time you swipe. Redeem your points for cash back, gift cards, travel, and more. It's your money. It pays to spend smarter. Enroll today and make your debit card work as hard as you do. Visit Security State Bank today and start earning with You Choose Rewards at no cost to you. Security State Bank, small enough to listen, big enough to help. Member FDIC.
Looking to start a business or take your hobby to the next level? Synergy Shop of Miniums is the answer. Need a toy box for your classic rods? Business location that needs parking and easy access for van or truck traffic? Got a service like taxidermy or sporting goods that need a storefront, counter, and storage in the back? Synergy Shop of Miniums are customizable spaces designed for trades, small businesses, and your hobby dreams. High ceilings, large bay doors, and owner-friendly built-ins. Located near everything. Reserve yours at Sheridan Realty Associates.
This public service message is presented by BHJ Property Management at 101 South Main.
The 2025 Sod Farm Festival is just around the corner, August 16th. Enjoy an amazing lineup of local musical talent, including the Kraft Brothers, and our sensational food truck lineup. This year's Sod Farm Fest benefits Sheridan Foster Parent Exchange and Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Tickets available now, $25 online and $30 at the gate. Children 12 and under are free. For more details, visit sodfarmfest.org.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Wednesday, July 16th, and from Wyoming's, I'd say wet Emerald City today. I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And with me this morning is Sheridan Police Department Chief Travis Koltiska and Captain Tom Ringley. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome back.
Morning, Floyd.
Morning, Floyd.
So, here we are. Big breath after the rodeo week. How'd it go?
Overall, it went well. I think there's always that anticipation of the unknown. You know, Captain and I have both done these rodeos for over a quarter century, both of us. So this was 25 for me and 26 for Tom.
Wow.
We've seen the highs and lows, the ups and downs. We've seen all kinds of different things. So you never really 100% know what can happen or will happen. We go in with the mindset that we're going to do the best job we can to keep the community safe through proper planning, through execution of plans. And we hope that, but a lot of it falls on the shoulders of the people that attend these events and you know, are out there participating in the social activities. And so there's always that anticipation of what can happen, but we were satisfied and very happy with how things went from a public safety standpoint this year. No major incidents, as far as people being harmed, you know, no. That's safety's number one concern. Sure, there's a lot of citations and a lot of arrests, but as far as no major impacts, nothing like tragic like we had to happen last year.
Yeah, yeah. And now, were there any changes made this year that, you know, involved crowd control or safety up at the department at all?
No. We definitely planned for crowd control issues, and we have resources at the ready, but as far as planning goes, no. We're not, you know, it's kind of like picking at a scab. People keep wanting to change and change and change just for the sake of it. But about 3 years ago, once we got a plan in place that works, to include staffing and having resources staged throughout the town that works. So we didn't change anything this year.
You noted very strong collaboration with Public Works and the Sheriff's Office and, of course, the Highway Patrol. I can remember during the parade at one point I was standing off to the side and I saw Sheriff, Police Department, and Highway Patrol standing on the corner together having a conversation. I think they may have even had a little bit of coffee out there. It was just a good image.
You know, that it's important that partnership, and we have a very strong working relationship with all of our law enforcement partners in Sheridan County and our other first responders, Sheridan Fire, Wyoming Regional EMS. It really does take a team effort to pull this thing off because we're talking a pretty large geographic footprint for relatively very few individuals. So that pre-planning, and we all, it's kind of like the captain said, you know, for the last 3-4 years, we've really evolved to kind of a working plan, and we each kind of have our own area of responsibility. You know, talking to the sheriff's department, sheriff's office, they know their area of responsibility and their general kind of how they patrol and all that, where, you know, it's kind of the county and the ancillary area where the police department's more focused in the downtown area, and then you got the high patrol that's really focused on the outside, outskirts and outsides, as well as some in town, but through highway and through the traffic, which, you know, by having the highway patrol and bringing in some extra resources to monitor traffic, it allows our resources to be downtown focusing on crowds and safety and all that. With having the sheriff's office allocating resources up to the fairgrounds, again, allows us to be in the downtown with a larger crowd. So it's really a good partnership we have working, and we know, you know, like I said, those areas of responsibility. I think our meetings this year, you got your stuff? Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That was about pretty quick.
Yeah, Monday of every Monday of rodeo week, we meet with the rodeo board and all the responding agencies and all the other organizations such as non-law enforcement security, and it was 14 minutes this year. And then once again, there's no, the rodeo board and all the event organizers are just fantastic. They're calling us to find out how to improve instead of us waiting till something happens. So it's a good process that we're happy with. You know, we're not complacent. We're not going to just ignore stuff just because we think we have a good plan. We constantly evaluate our plan, but the end result of that evaluation is that the plan worked again.
You know, that 14-minute meeting, and I hate to sit here and dwell on the past. We're always talking about how things used to be, you know, how rough it used to be. But, Captain, do you remember how long those meetings would be back, say, 15, 16 years ago?
They've always been good because the groundwork's done. We're not going to wait till the week of to make a plan. A lot of it's just refinements. I mean, an example of refinement is whether or not we let people turn left off of onto Fifth Street out of the fairgrounds. If we do that, then traffic's going to get held up. So, you know, we make them turn right, and they can, traffic can scatter. So it's little things like that that are already taken care of. But they've always been very productive meetings. But we've and let's not forget, the nature of the week as a whole has changed, especially downtown, with the three smaller events. So we're not quite as concerned about overconsumption as we were. So now we're able to focus on smaller things, like, you know, I've discussed frequently, MIPs. People think it's not a big deal, but they can be. If a young person makes drinks, they're not used to it, and they make a bad decision, or someone else makes a bad decision to victimize them. So that, you know, we just allows us to constantly refine what our target focus is. That's why this year we had more MIPs.
Yeah. I was going to bring that up a little later in the show, because I did see that number on that citation. We'll touch on that, because I just had a curiosity as to see if there was any correlation between anything else. Chief, back on the interagency cooperations, how important are these partnerships that you've gotten, and how do you retain these? Is there, you know, meetings every year between you and the leadership, the sheriff, the captain of the HP, things like that?
Oh, absolutely. And those meetings occur over different events, different things that happen throughout the year. So we're always talking, we're always meeting, we're always discussing, whether it's an event like our Shop of the Cop, or whether it's an event like the Sheriff's Office used to have the 4th of July. Well, they still do, with it being in Ranchester, but when it was at the Equestrian Center, that was a very large event for them. And how would that impact us as a police department? So we're always working together to see how these events and these special circumstances that occur within our community, how they impact each other, and how we can best support each department, each agency, and that's, it's critical in this community. We're a smaller community, we're not isolated in our own little islands. We don't have our own little silos. We can't do that. We have the same community to care for, and so the great thing about it is the leadership that's in place understands that. None of us have any complexes that this is. This is my kingdom.
Right.
You know, that the sheriff, the captain, myself, that's not how it works. You know, we are all a part of this together. And I gladly look for any help that we can get from either any first responding agency that when we need it.
Did we have a DUI trailer come up, or is that what we call that, the processing trailer? Was that
we call it the DUI trailer, and it's they certainly did. And they're, once again, that's an example of agencies working together. That is operated by the Cheyenne Police Department, and they travel throughout the state to events upon request. And it just, you know, what it really does is the end result of it is anyone we arrest spends less time in handcuffs.
Yeah.
Because we have an extra DUI processing station. So you, normally if we have two DUIs at once, we can only process one at a time in the jail. We only have one intoximeter. This brings an extra, in theory, cut that time in half. Handcuffs are very uncomfortable. And, you know, people have the right not to be essentially in handcuffs longer than necessary, so we can... It really, believe it or not, pees off the offender.
Yeah.
In the long run, and it also keeps officers, gets officers and deputies and troopers back on the street.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up. You know, a lot of folks have not experienced it, and hopefully they don't. But yeah, those handcuffs—they're not exactly the most comfortable thing in the world. You mentioned three separate events. All were fairly well managed.
Yeah, like I said, the organizers were calling up even during the last week, suggesting refinements or figuring out, hey, can we, one of the questions, what IDs can we accept? And more like, do we have to accept IDs we think are not valid in the state of Wyoming? And so it's just little questions like that that tell us that they're on the ball, and they're true partners in the week.
And those IDs, some of those fakes.
Yeah, they're good.
And I'm amazed. You know, they'd probably end up getting past me. It's a good thing I'm not looking at the door. Because I've seen a few. And they've gotten just as sophisticated as the IDs themselves. You think that watermarks are going to work, holograms are going to work. But it's amazing what the desperate can get done in desperate times. Now, neither the city or the SPD actually organizes any of the events, but you do ensure, as you just said, safety protocols are followed. The SPD's role in these, when we're going out, walking around, is that really pretty much the max of the involvement?
No, it actually starts with the permitting process. So anybody's having a special event has to get a permit through the city. And that permit is pretty simple to fill out, and it's got a lot of basically question and answer boxes. But then after they submit their permit, it goes through a review process through, depending on what it is, Public Works, Fire, and us, as well as the city administrator. And we look at that permit and look at their operational plan, look at any maps, and just to say, okay, can this event be pulled off safely? Like if somebody wanted, I'm just going to throw a really wild hypothetical, but if somebody said, we want to have a gathering of 3,000 people on Interstate 90 between the exits, right? That's not probably not something we're going to approve.
Right.
Okay, so that's the name that. So we look at that and kind of how we feel an event, if it's going to be done in a safe manner, can be done in a safe manner. And if there's any questions that are unanswered, like, oh, well, they're anticipating 1,000 or 1,500 attendees and they don't have any kind of security. We question that. And we ask these questions. We look at access for emergency vehicles, right? Because that's critical. If we need to get an ambulance or a fire truck or you know, law enforcement vehicles down there, especially when you've got talking like having this situation where you have three different events in different locations, but all kind of in the general vicinity of each other, can we still get emergency vehicles to where we need to get? So that's kind of the starting. Then when the event takes place, you know, our review, we're making sure that one, they're following the guidelines of the permit. And you know, if they say they're going to do X, make sure they do X and not Y.
Yeah.
And because that's what the permit they're allowed to do is what's on the permit. You know, and then also look at like, okay, what safety protocols maybe weren't put in place? That like, if, you know, were they using the right kind of barricades, or are these barricades ones that could provide safety to the crowd, or are they just kind of useless, right? So those kind of things, kind of that review, and then also If there's a major problem stemming from that, maybe this is, a hypothetical one event and there were 50 MIPs come from that one little event. Well, it tells me that the staff is not doing their job effectively by checking IDs or monitoring, or if there's a severe problem with over-intoxication, are the staff not over-serving, right? Mm-hmm. And those are the kind of review things. And then we have those discussions with the event holders afterwards, because they're usually kind of cookie cutter permits. They submit the same permits for the with minor changes. And so we also want to provide them feedback
so that they can make the event better later on down the line. Hey, if I need to tighten things up at the gate, I'll get that tightened up, maybe hire a security agency, things like that.
Yeah.
Would you like to see that three events become four, maybe five? I mean, do you think the city could handle that?
Well, we could handle it, but once again, we're not in the business of deciding what's done. If the someone added an event, we would certainly review the permit request and apply appropriate resources.
And these three events, it's been a couple of years now. They've gone off without a hitch. The managers, the owners, the people actually putting these on have taken responsibility for them, ownership for their event, which hopefully, bottom line, made them a lot of money, which is really the big goal. Selling the experience, as you said before, Chief, we're no longer selling just alcohol and a dance. It's about the experience of coming to the YO Rodeo and having fun with your family during the day and maybe going out and having a good time at night. And on that, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with our chief and captain of the SPD right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Need a bank that works on your schedule?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or through the First Federal app.
It's quick, simple, and designed to fit your life.
And as we celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're proud to keep making banking easier for you. Open an account today at efirstfederal.bank or on the app.
First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years of putting our community first.
Member FDIC.
This is the story of Jack and the Beanstalk, which Jack climbed all the way to a giant's castle. But Jack had whooping cough, which he gave to the giant. The giant coughed so hard it blew Jack right out the window. The end. Without vaccines, our stories wouldn't be the same. Thank a vaccine. Are your kids up to date? Learn more at immunizewyoming.com.
Sheridan Funeral Home and Cremations, a compassionate professional service for the Sheridan community. Hi, this is Carrie Kimmel. At Sheridan Funeral Home, we respect all faiths, creeds, and customs. We take great pride in our compassionate professional service. We promise to take care of you and your loved ones with respect and dignity, just as if we were taking care of our own. It is a privilege to be able to serve you when you need us. Visit SheridanFuneral.com. Sheridan Funeral Home and Cremations, compassionate service for the Sheridan community.
Did you know you can purchase gift certificates online at Designing Dinner's Sagewood North Cafe? Pick up fresh dill salad by the pound or a dessert treat like fresh salted caramel brownies and include a gift certificate, which can be purchased ahead online. Browse online at designing-dinners.com to see lunch and take and bake menus. Designing Dinner's Sagewood North Cafe, 615 Broadway in Sheridan. Open weekdays for lunch from 11 till 3 and 9 till 5 for dinner pickup. Call ahead 674-2460.
Get tuned up this summer. Make sure your vehicle's running safely and smoothly with the auto experts at Midas. Make those car care dollars go farther with these summer repair specials at Midas. Save up to $100 on popular tire brands like Cooper, Goodyear, and BFG. Save $150 on shocks and struts. Brakes save $50. Starters and alternatives save $20 on that too. From bumper to bumper, Midas has you covered. One stop, total car care. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm Floyd Whiting. This morning I'm speaking with Sheridan Police Department Chief Travis Koltiska and Captain of the Force Tom Ringley. It sounds like crowd behavior was noticeably better this year. Less visible intoxication. Zero arrests for fighting, battery, and assault, which I thought was absolutely amazing. Any thoughts on why that might be?
I think, and these are just thoughts, but I think there's a couple reasons. One, and we've talked about it many times, and I think the culture of the events have just changed substantially. From years past and my own attendance to them, it just seems like the whole intent for people to go down there is different. And that can be, attributed to several different things, just cultural shifts. A lot of kudos to the event holders for having it, as an event focused on entertainment. Right. And I think that's a lot of, and again, I think a lot of more of the responsibility of the event holders that are saying, we got to ensure we don't overserve. And I think there's been a lot of focus on overservice in recent years. And that really is something that we continually strive for, and we continually work with the event holders to make sure that that's something that doesn't happen. And so I think a lot of that is ownership of the safety from not just the police department or law enforcement standpoint, but from the community as a whole. We want this thing. We've had tragic events happen and over the years, and nobody wants that. So I think that's a lot of it. When the event years and years ago, late 90s, mid 90s, they'd had everybody jammed into Grinnell Plaza, and it would be shoulder to shoulder. There were lots of fights that happened back then. Now it's a little more open. People can spread out. They can get away. And it just, tempers aren't quite what they used to be.
And, the memories that people are making at the Wild Rodeo events now are different than they used to.
Well, they remember it, for one thing.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. You can wake up the next day and remember where you were the night before. When it came to the parade, the route shifted slightly from a public safety perspective. How do you think that performed?
It went very well. It originally shifted because of construction projects downtown. It's not to where it goes down, down Brooks instead of Gould. And this looks like there's more elbow room for people on the new route. People can spread out and actually see the parade. So we're very happy with it. The parade organizer did a great job, extremely cooperative, to work with. And it's no system's perfect. Especially on a July morning, kind of trying to herd thousands of people to get them to do exactly what we need them to do. And generally everyone did.
Yeah.
There's a few, I think, still some refinements to be made in members of the public lifting the traffic barricades at the end of the parade. But apart from that, the actual parade went well and the overall event was fine.
You know, when it comes to, and I believe I spoke on it when you and the mayor were here, Captain, and that's, little kids can double up their candy. And when I was out there, I made some suggestions to some kids, if you run across there, down that block, they'll throw candy again. So you can go out with a double bag.
Side, that's going from one side of the street to the other.
Double up the prize. We'll cover this one more time just because it's something that I know a lot of people talk about, and that is SPD staffing when it comes to the rodeo. How do we increase our force?
Well, that's kind of a little bit of a shift. We do have some opportunities for overtime, and we used to, all days off were canceled. Every person worked the Friday and the Saturday nights. That's how we used to do things. It's not that way anymore, so officers have the opportunity to have days off during rodeo week. There's just a lot less of the issues, knock on wood, that we've seen in previous years. We feel that with the having a little bit less staffing, we can still accomplish our safety mission, right? Now, if we have something change drastically in what people are requesting for permits, we're continually evaluating that and reevaluating that. But yeah, if we can, allow our staff to still enjoy the week and go from, and then still create a safe environment, that's our goal.
Yeah. Because it's great to be able to go in, hey, I pulled my shift, now I can actually go and enjoy.
Well, also, we need to hold people in reserve as well. I can think of at least three years in the last 15 to where we've had pretty serious crimes happen after 4 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and yeah. everyone's been on duty, and now we're supposed to be able to concentrate on a major crime, having been up all night. And that was a mistake on past leadership, to be perfectly honest. So we started holding people in reserve so we can handle, because life goes on.
Yeah, the city still goes.
Yes. Yeah. So another allocation of resources is, who do we have that can respond for a major investigation?
And you said in the past it wasn't that way, having to go and investigate something after, what, an 8-hour shift?
After a 12-hour shift.
After a 12-hour yeah. shift. Yeah, yeah, that's pretty incredible. So you actually end up keeping a couple individuals, a couple officers ready to respond fresh right out of the gate.
That's correct.
That's fantastic. How does Rodeo Week end for our law enforcement?
We put our new calendar back up that says only 363 more days.
No, yeah, just rewrite it on the board.
It's what we used to say, but... It starts with kind of a review of the week of the events that occurred and what refinements need to be made. We start, matter of fact, as soon as we're done here, we're meeting with Public Works to start discussing, the permits, the downtown events, what refinements, what improvements, and that's what it's all about. It's the refinements and improvements that can be made, not only on our part but on the event holders, and then we have those conversations and discussions, and. Just start planning for next year. It started Monday.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, is this the third week of July? So there's a third Thursday.
Thursday coming up.
So once again, life goes on.
And on to the next one.
Yes.
Now, excuse me. As we look at some of the arrests that actually were made, can we take a look at those? Because it is something that I said we'd talk about a little bit. Any increases? Because I did notice the DUI arrests doubled this year.
Yeah, the DUI arrests went up. The actual number of traffic stops went down, which tells us, we continually hone our skills. We're not going to stop people for no reason on a fishing expedition, as it's called in our profession. So looking at these numbers tells me officers are out doing their jobs.
Yeah.
Addressing violations as they see them. MIPs were pretty consistent. We had 10. Almost all of them were related to downtown events. And that's, we have officers downtown that they're not just walking up to people carting them. They actually know their community. And they know these kids are underage, or kids are all, they're all over 18, I think.
Young adults.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. So that's what happens when cops are out doing their jobs and, not just looking the other way.
And that small town mentality, as you said, the drop of the heart when that officer that walks around the corner and knows that you're not old enough, you're getting an MIP tonight, But, just don't drink until you're old enough, and make sure that you're not driving if you have.
Don't be in any hurry to grow up, because it happens fast enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And once you're here, it's not as good as it looks on the outside.
Looking at these numbers, I think what's encouraged me is what you brought up earlier, is the fighting, the batteries, the assaults. Doesn't mean there's not going to be arguments and people, but the fact we didn't have to make any arrests and nobody was hurt, that's, I think, is really key and crucial. Yeah, that's always kind of the worst case scenario for us, is that, and so we kind of are happy with that outcome.
Anything you'd like to tell the city?
I guess as a community wide, thank you again for another great rodeo year. Even though we joke a lot about it, and we really do kind of look forward to it. Okay, maybe sometime. we know it's the event that the community looks forward to each year, and we are happy, always happy and willing to provide any assistance we can to help make sure it's a successful weekend for our businesses, for our event holders, for our community. And that's our goal, is to make sure it's a safe and fun event for all.
Chief, Captain, thank you both for coming in this morning. Stay safe out there.
Thanks, Floyd.
Thanks, Floyd.
All right, when we come back, we're going to speak with the mayor of Buffalo, Mr. Shane Schrader. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
You're on the go, and so should your banking.
At
First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or on the First Federal app.
It's banking on your time wherever you are.
Plus, we're celebrating 90 years of community commitment, proudly serving Sheridan and the people who make it great.
Banking made easy with the community at heart.
Visit efirstfederal.bank to get started today. First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years strong, member FDIC.
Mandy Kolciska from Century 21 BHJ Realty brings you this pet of the week from the dog and cat shelter. Jade is a one-year-old shepherd mix sure to bring blessings to your life. She loves lounging in laps, belly rubs, and ear scratches. If you're looking for a great companion, come and meet Jade. 8-year-old Wyo is a handsome gentleman kitty who would love to lay by your side while you watch TV or do computer work. Wyo's been at the shelter for a while, longing for a new home with you.
Wrap Plumbing and Heating can handle any job you have, big or small. From new construction to a pesky leaking toilet, the professionals at Wrap Plumbing and Heating are here to assist you. Drippy faucet? Sure. New shower hardware? No problem. Plumbing an entire new house? For sure. Clogs that need snaked? Oh yeah. Wrap Plumbing and Heating has not met a job they can't handle. Too big a crap? Call Dan Rapp at 429-1196.
Mark your calendars, Sheridan. Something lucky is landing soon. Lucky Sevens Gaming Parlor, the first one in the state. On Coffeen Avenue, we're bringing you the latest gaming experience. From high-stakes games to nail-biting horse racing action. And when you're ready for a break, step into our new full-service bar for a cold drink and happy-go-lucky vibes. You've got the charm, and we've got your Lucky Sevens. Check us out at LuckySevensWY.com. Must be 21 or older to play. Please game responsibly.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. With the largest selection of concrete and mortar in stock, we have the right mix specially formulated for your project. View our entire selection of concrete and mortar mixes online or in-store and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Moss Holder's Design Center has a huge selection of living room upholstery, and right now, it's all on sale. Save on every sofa, every sectional, love seats and accent chairs. Buy your favorite piece right off the showroom floor or choose to customize it in a fabric or leather of your choice. Either way, you still save. Whether you're looking to update a family room, living room, or theater room, Moss Holder's has seating for you. Even save on all reclining furniture. That's Moss Holder's Living Room Upholstery Sale, going on now. Moss Holder's, furniture is our passion.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For a second part this morning, I am joined by the mayor of Buffalo, Mr. Shane Schrader. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's Floyd?
Oh, staying dry.
Well, it's a little drippy out there. That's okay. We'll take it.
I was going to say, I welcome it this time of year. Absolutely appreciate it. I'm not a big guy on the heat, so when we get some drops, I tend to run outside. Now, I'm going to shift gears and talk about something pretty serious that has occurred recently. Ramaco Resources, Brook Mine, opened up on July 11th near Ranchester, Wyoming's first new coal mine in decades, and the first U.S. rare earth element mine in 70 years, aiming to look at coal and rare earth minerals out of the same deposit. Mr. Mayor, you were there at that event. How did that go? And can you tell me the significance of this mine to the American people?
Well, it went great. They did a fantastic job doing their opening. You know, there was well over 200 people there. And, you know, the significance is, one, it's going to provide jobs for the local communities in the area. And, two, it's going to break some of our dependence, you know, and bring it back here. You know, as they talked about, if you push a button to start your car, your dishwasher, your F-35 jet, you know, it comes from the rare earth that they're going to be pulling out of right there locally. So it's a good thing, and, you know, we're kind of back on track with some you know, foreign dependence, we're bringing it back home. So I'm excited about it.
Now, how long was the presentation? Because there were a lot of dignitaries out there. Did they talk for quite a while?
You know, we were out there for about an hour. Got to hear from, you know, the Secretary of Energy was there, the Governor, Senator Barrasso, Senator Lummis, Congresswoman Hageman, you know, some of our state senators were there. So it was good. We got to see some good people and do some networking, and it was really good, and it was interesting to learn how it all kind of came about and the whole thing came to fruition, and, you know, the dreams of one person making it a reality was really interesting.
Now, when it comes to jobs, are you looking forward to a lot of folks being employed by Ramaco living there in Buffalo? I know there's housing crisis going on throughout our entire region.
Multi-states with the housing issue. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, it's only going to benefit people. I don't know how many people from the Buffalo area will be employed there, but it's good. It's a good opportunity for the whole area, you know, not just Buffalo, not just Sheridan or Ranchester. It's a good opportunity for the whole area, and I'm super excited about it getting opened.
Well, and Ramaco says that the 533 million dollar project is actually looking to recover this investment in just 5 years. So you want to talk about some rare earth minerals. I would say that whatever we're dragging out of the ground up there is extremely rare. And do you, with all that activity happening up there, has the city council opened the discussion on possible growth there in Buffalo?
Well, that's always an ongoing topic, you know, here at the city council. And, you know, we're looking for new ways, and we have some of our residents that come in and bring us ideas, and we try to work them and see what we can do to make some of these things happen. And we have some developers that are trying to get some affordable, attainable housing into Buffalo, and how can the city and the local governments work with them to do that. So that's just always an ongoing conversation.
Now I'm going to switch gears on you. Now, were you recently appointed to the Wyoming Department of Transportation's Public Safety Communications Commission?
I was, by the governor, yes.
That's incredible. First, can you inform us on what this commission does?
Well, it's a commission that was established by the legislature several years ago, and it oversees your 911 systems, your WyoLink radio systems, any form of emergency communication that would happen within the state kind of gets overseen by this Public Safety Communication Commission.
Wow. How often will you end up meeting, and I can only imagine what those discussions will look like?
Well, they meet quarterly, so minimum of 4 times a year, of course, with any other commission, organization, group, board that you want to talk about. There's always going to be special meetings and something that comes up that needs to be dealt with, but there's 4 meetings a year. Typically 3 of them are in person, and then there's usually a Zoom meeting.
Now, sir, with your background, you know, emergency responder, at executive positions with some pretty good sized companies out there, was that primarily the governor's reasoning, saying, you know what, I need somebody on there, and you match all those qualifications?
Well, I was actually nominated by WAM, the Wyoming Association of Municipalities. They have a seat on that commission, and the gentleman that currently sits on that seat is retiring and wanting to go do the next step in life for him. So I was nominated by the executive director of WAM to the governor's office to sit on this commission.
You looking forward to it?
I am. You know, it's interesting, and you get to network with lots of different people. And, you know, one of the big things coming up is the next generation 911 systems, which some states already have, some states are looking at, and Wyoming being one of those states that's looking at it. So get to see how all those systems work and how they put into play and how they benefit communities, or maybe in some cases don't benefit a community. So it's good to have a seat at the table and be able to represent WAM on that commission.
Absolutely. And at what sounds like a very critical time. Now, switching gears on you again, Mr. Mayor. Buffalo gearing up for the highly anticipated Longmire Days 2025. This is set to start tomorrow, is it not?
Yes, it'll start tomorrow and go for a couple of days, and I think some of the actors are already arriving in town and, you know, got YDOT and the contractors did a little bit extra work and got historic downtown open during the construction project, so downtown will be open and ready to go, and looking forward to it. You know, it's a fun thing. You get to meet the actors, and you know, Buffalo turns into, you know, a different town for a couple of days, and off we go.
Now, thousands. I mean, for those individuals who have not attended a Longmire Days, I used to cover them back in the day. Thousands of people kind of flock and migrate right there to Little Buffalo. What steps does the city take to manage such an increase in traffic and public safety and you know, hey, I can even think waste when it comes to this, especially with YDOT trying to get all that work done?
Well, you know, Chief Bissett has been working with the Longmire Foundation and the Chamber and everybody else for quite some time, and you know, this year with the Main Street project, the parade routes are changed a little, and they had to do some tweaking here and some tweaking there, but they get it managed, and you know, Public Works gears up a little bit and make an extra trip or two around town checking the garbages and all the fun things, quote unquote, you know, that take place, and checking all the public bathrooms and so forth, and you just gear up a little bit and take an extra step or two to make sure it happens.
Now, the event actually has the 5K. They got that big talent show. Are they having a street dance this year?
I do believe yes. No, well, there are several street dances coming up this year in Buffalo, so y'all come down and enjoy the music and the dances.
Which activities are you most excited about?
Well, I like them all. They're fun, meeting the actors. You know, not being our first year, you get to meet some of the actors, and they remember you from the years before, and you kind of catch up a little bit. And, you know, it's like old college buddies that meet again, so to speak, and you catch up over the last year and see how it is. And just meeting people that come to town for specific events is fun. And hearing why, you know, they'll come year to year, and some of them point out what changes they see in town. You know, it's just an enjoyable time, and you can kind of let your hair down a little bit and just enjoy life for a weekend.
How are local businesses preparing for this influx of visitors? I mean, has it kind of become just part of the year, almost repetition now?
I think so for most of them. You know, if it's a newer business, they kind of talk with the chamber and talk with some of the other local businesses, but you know, I think they stock the shelves a little bit heavier and maybe tweak their hours a little bit more, but for most part, I think it's just getting ready for the celebration this year versus last year.
Now, I think I cut you off a little bit earlier. You said a lot of street dances coming up over there in Buffalo. You said you just approved one.
Yeah. So Bonds Brewing is going to have a street dance this year on August 2nd, and it'll be there at the brewery, and we approved some noise ordinances and some variances and some street closures so they can have a concert, and, you know, it'll be fun right there by Maverick and Bonds Brewing. So a new street dance for the year, and that's August 2nd. So that'll be the kickoff day of Fair and Rodeo.
Speaking of Fair and Rodeo, you know, when you look at that, beyond the immediate festivities, what long-term economic benefits does the fair bring to Buffalo?
It does. It brings people into town. They, you know, that typically might not come into town because, you know, we have a lot of agriculture and they spend their time out with the eggs. So, but they're in town and they eat at the restaurants and they shop at the stores and they fuel up some more gas because they're making more trips back and forth from the ranch into town. Or so that it does bring a little bit more money into town.
Now, when it comes to aspects of the fair and rodeo, as mayor, which ones do you look forward to the most?
Well, Floyd, you know me that I like the like pie judging contest. I like what I like the most is, you know, in my opinion, the fair and rodeo is all about the kids and the 4-H and, mm-hmm. you know, the work that they put into their animals and livestock and cooking and sewing and, you know, and watching them, you know, get their accolades at the end of the year. That's the best part for me is watching the kids succeed and come to an end of a lot of work that they've put into and get the recognition for it.
And it is a lot of work. You know, these kids really dedicate themselves to producing fantastic stock, and they do every year. I want to thank everybody over there in Johnson and Sheridan counties who go to these sales. And these stock sales are so critical to our kids. You know, you're helping to send kids to college. You're helping to pay for their next stock project and continue a very proud tradition here in Sheridan and Johnson counties. Agriculture is absolutely vital to us. It's fantastic to see the University of Wyoming doing all the work that they do to try and improve not just degrees, but certificates that are available for the individuals within the agriculture field to help improve us right up here in what we've been doing for many, many years. So thank you, folks. As you go in there, you take that checkbook out, you get yourself fantastic stock, some of the best in the entire world, but you're also really helping to support those kids. Now, a couple other things before I let you go, sir. The free pool day, has that been rescheduled due to the weather?
Yes. If the weather is cooperative, it will be tomorrow. So we have a nice sponsor that sponsored a day at the pool, and it's, we have a lot of the community service organizations that are there, the nonprofits, and they set up their booths and let the world know what they're about, and hamburgers, hot dogs, and it's a fun time. And, you know, we'll have a couple cool days, and then if tomorrow hits the temperature that it's supposed to, there'll be a lot of kiddos down at the pool and enjoy it. And, you know, Sheridan's more than welcome. We got plenty of room in the pool. Come down and see what community service organizations Buffalo has and what we can offer for folks.
That's fantastic to hear. Kind of a big celebration out there. Kendrick Pool is closed this year, folks. If you still want to swim outside, that's one of the biggest in the world right over there. And been in there myself. It's a fantastic pool. I got to watch all the improvements happen to it. Have they reported seeing an increase this year with individuals visiting the pool?
Yeah, you know, I can drive by or I go down to find my kiddo, you know, in the mass of kids down there, and I see cars from out of state, Colorado, South Dakota, Campbell County, Sheridan County, you know, just Natrona County. I see cars from all over the place and, you know, in our locals too. So, again, plenty of room. Come on down.
It's fantastic.
Enjoy Buffalo and, you know, mom and dad, you can hit the golf course for the day and drop the kids off at the pool and, you know, get a staycation locally if you need to.
Absolutely. The Buffalo Municipal Pool, community pool for the entire state. I've only got about 2 minutes left with you, sir. Were there any other upcoming events that you would like to invite people to?
Yeah. You know, we have our first ball hockey tournaments coming up. So we have a group that's trying to revitalize the ice rink downtown, and they're doing some summer fun stuff. It's hockey with a ball and rollerblades. So I do believe that's August 2nd as well. July 19th, excuse me, is the ball hockey tournament, and they're going to have a lot of fun stuff down there. So stop down. That's in Washington Park on the train side. So stop down and watch some ball hockey tournaments as well.
Fantastic. Sir, I want to thank you so much for calling in this morning. Stay dry, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Next time you're out walking the dog, stop by the house and say hi.
Will do. Will do. All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 Caraway and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Need a bank that works on your schedule?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or through the First Federal app.
It's quick, simple, and designed to fit your life.
And as we celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're proud to keep making banking easier for you. Open an account today at efirstfederal.bank or on the app.
First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years of putting our community first.
Member FDIC.
Are you ready to take your lawn mowing to the next level? Hendo Service Center brings you Bad Boy mowers, built to last with the promise that you'll be mowing with an attitude. With a Bad Boy, you're not just making grass shorter. You're mowing with power, precision, and pride. Check out Hendo's Bad Boy lineup from commercial to residential mowers. Find the model that fits your yard. Hendo Service Center on Sheridan's Heartland Drive. Get your Bad Boy mower and teach that lawn a thing or two.
The Wyoming State Fair Foundation invites you to a fun-filled, dancing-in-the-dirt good time with Mickey and the Motor Cars and special guests Tris Munsick and the Innocents. In concert, Friday, August 15th at 7 p.m. in Douglas, Wyoming. Tickets and details at wystatefair.com. Thank you to Navajo Transitional Energy and Converse County Tourism for your sponsorship.
Would you like to hear people more clearly in noise? Hi, this is JT Kraft with EBIA Hearing and Sound. Today's smart hearing aid technology can improve your ability to understand speech in noisy environments better than ever. These prescriptive medical devices have a 40-hour rechargeable battery life, they're waterproof, Bluetooth compatible, and more. Why struggle to hear? Get a hearing test and try a free hearing aid demo today. EBIA Hearing and Sound, 674-8920. That's 674-8920.
Get tuned up this summer. Make sure your vehicle's running safely and smoothly with the auto experts at Midas. Make those car care dollars go farther with the summer repair specials at Midas. Save up to $100 on popular tire brands like Cooper, Goodyear, and BFG. Save $150 on shocks and struts. Brakes save $50. Starters and alternatives save $20 on that too. From bumper to bumper, Midas has you covered. One stop, total car care. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan. This public service message is presented by BHJ Property Management at 101 South Main.
Shout out to all tennis players. The Bill Brooks Doubles Tournament will be August 8th through 10th at the new Sheridan High School tennis courts. The categories will be women's, mixed, and men's doubles. Grab a partner and sign up. Contact Bob Farreau at 307-751-5819 or farreaub@hotmail.com. See you on the courts.
Jackalope's Explorer MH370.
It had to be somebody that knew that airplane very well and knew the airspace very well based on the stuff that we do know where it was flying. It was deliberately avoiding contact and staying out of established air travel lanes to avoid conflicting with other traffic. And I think it points to somebody deliberately trying to just vanish is what it looks like to me.
Jackalope's Explorer on the podcast page at SheridanMedia.com.